Close your eyes and show some goodwill for yourself. Tell yourself that you're not going to carry any burdens right now. Let the world go for the time being. You're going to take care of your mind. Look after the mind's needs. The mind needs nourishment, needs the Dhamma. Now the Dhamma, of course, can be the words in the texts or the words of a Dhamma talk. But most importantly, it's the qualities that you develop in your mind, good qualities. Like right now, you're developing mindfulness, keeping your breath in mind, developing your discernment, deciding where you want to focus your mind each time the breath comes in, each time the breath goes out. You try to find the best place to focus. In other words, focus right here. There will be parts of the mind that want to go someplace else, but you tell them, no, right here is where you want to be. So exercise your mindfulness, exercise your discernment. And this way you're exercising your goodwill for yourself. Western culture is strange. It has this time of the year when it's a time for peace and goodwill. The implication, of course, being that the rest of the year is for conflict and ill will. And you look around and there's so much of that. But you have to remember the Dhamma is timeless. Goodwill is, it's always the time for goodwill. It's always the time for peace. The question is, are we going to make those good qualities timeless in us as well? If we have them in the mind only when we're here at the monastery, only when we're formally practicing, the Dhamma doesn't have a chance to grow, and we're far away from the timelessness of the Dhamma. So as we chant, akaliko, akaliko, think about that. As John Fuang used to say, make your practice timeless. We tend to divide the day up into times. There's the time to eat, the time to talk, time to work, time to meditate. As if anything else aside from the time to meditate is not a time to meditate. But when you remember the word for meditation in Pali, bhavana means to develop. It means to develop good qualities. And you can do that anytime. You can do that while you work, while you talk, wherever you go, whatever you do. So try to keep your awareness grounded in the breath, grounded in the present moment, and keep careful watch on what's going on in the mind. One of the giants in Thailand was having heart trouble, and so they were giving him statins. And as a result, his memory was beginning to go a little bit. He couldn't remember people's faces, couldn't remember people's names. And someone commented on this to him. He says, well, there are a lot of things that I forget, but I don't forget my mind. So wherever you go, don't forget your mind. Look after your mind. Take care of your mind. Show some goodwill for your mind. Bring it some peace. And it doesn't have to be just this time of the year, every time of the year. Make peace and goodwill timeless. May not be timeless in the world outside, but you can make them timeless inside.